and other similar cues help or hinder the communication process? Let's hear again from Shay Markle.
Important in listening to look at the nonverbal communication in addition to the verbal communication. We did have a group member who was very quiet, which was atypical for this member, and I think that was also a point where we could try to do some things to draw her out and maybe listen to what was really going on. And in essence, she was really in a crisis in her life, but I think that we wouldn't have realized that or been able to help her with that had we not also paid attention to the nonverbal communication that she was giving us at the time.
As we continue thinking about nonverbal communication, let's visit with Joe Baker, who has led several different groups in the church and served as a participant in others. She talks first about her home group.
I'm thinking about my home group leader. When you are sharing something or answering a question, he sits forward and he looks directly at you as you're talking, and he will make mental notes of things that you're saying as you're talking, and he will ask you clarifying questions. He will say, "What did you mean by when you said this?" Or he will come back with a question like, "Well, what would you do then?" Or, "How would you feel about that?" He kind of takes what you started to say and he asks questions that sort of take you down into the next level. And he nods his head and listens to you as you're talking and just really gives you his attention and tries to take the conversation deeper to find out what is really behind what you're saying.
Is it realistic to think that the typical volunteer leaders in a church will care enough to tune up their listening skills? Or did this man simply happen to be previously skilled in active listening?
I think that maybe people just take listening for granted. I mean, certainly people communicate and talk a lot, and if somebody's talking, hopefully somebody's listening. It's kind of just assumed that you know how to do it. And I think that people probably don't spend a lot of time learning to do that. One of the people that I had worked with on communication skills was just a very good example herself. She would give me the outline of the skills that she would want for me to learn, and then we would do some role-playing, and she would just ask me to tell me about your day or tell me about something that happened yesterday or tell me about a conversation you had with a friend or maybe something that was upsetting or whatever. And as I would tell the story, she would practice those skills, and she would give me real good hands-on examples of how to ask a clarifying question, how to give affirmations, how to sit forward and say, and to watch the listener, and just to give them good eye contact and how to let the talker know that you are listening to them. And then we would switch the roles, and she would tell me something, and I would get an opportunity.